Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo poo.
Tony LD, PD's hey. Here. Comedians, our buddy Nick Allen's going to show up later in the studio, and Lewis Black going to wrap up Hanukkah today with us. Standline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. It's a live show. Starting tomorrow, some best stuff for the holidays. We will be back in 2018.
Our post-Hanukkah break.
2018. Mm-hmm. Craig's in the house.
Indeed.
And bowl games start tonight?
Yeah, bowl fever. I got bowl fever.
It started over the weekend, but yeah, we got more tonight.
Yeah, we got more tonight.
We got more next week.
Got to have, what, 6 wins?
Yeah. You got to have 6 wins to get in the bowl game.
6 wins.
I tried to explain that earlier to a lot of our listeners.
To get to a bowl game.
Yeah. You have to have 6 wins to get to a bowl game.
And if your team's really good, you got to wait till like after the first of the year, like Tony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was on this date in 2011. Jon Bon Jovi posted a photograph of himself on the Twitter to refute a claim that he was dead.
He had his he had the paper there too, didn't he?
I believe so.
I think he had the paper in front of him. Of course, with Photoshop now, you can do that anytime you want.
So we believe him?
Yeah. Well, it's either that or Weekend at Bon Jovi's.
I think it's 2011?
Yeah.
I think I saw him after that.
And did you, though?
We have seen him since?
No, I saw him on concert in Kansas City.
Did you, though, really?
He was on Twitter back then. That's a long time ago.
It is, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure Jon Bon Jovi being alive or dead impacts my life at all.
There is that.
You know, I'm just thinking about it. It's like, I don't know if it makes that big a difference to me in either way.
That would suck, though. It was
so Bon Jovi is to you what Dave Grohl is to Tyler.
No.
Because Grohl's got horrible songs.
No, I don't hate Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I just don't.
I don't hate Dave Grohl. I just think he writes horrible original music. But
well, so does Bon Jovi like since about 88.
The sky is the neighborhood is a brutal song.
Some could argue pre-88.
Yeah. No, he was great.
Yeah, he's good in 88.
Yeah, I don't like the 90s stuff either. Yeah. That band could have been a rock band the rest of their lives, and they decided not to be. But you know what? He's worth over $300 million.
It
so
pop.
What
am
I, I'm a Richie guy.
Yeah.
I side with Richie.
Apparently, Richie is going to go play at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, apparently they have no problem with each other anymore. They just don't.
I'm still curious what happened.
You know what? They both make a zillions of dollars, and they just got tired of each other.
No, I don't buy that.
So net worth is the barometer we're using here?
If you have a problem with somebody and you don't need each other to make a bunch of money, I read some stuff about Richie. He doesn't want the big, huge tours anymore. He's just living his life. He's worth like $100 million somewhere, I'm sure, you know?
Well, Tony and I don't want to take any crap for being Celine Dion fans.
Yeah.
Because she's worth a lot of money.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't really make any sense. I'm just saying that if you don't want to do anything and you're worth, like we talked about this before, if you're worth millions of dollars.
You got options.
You've done rock mm-hmm. shows in front of 60,000 people before. You're bored with it.
You've seen a million faces.
You rocked them all.
You rocked them all.
Right. You rocked them all.
All of them. Right. Rocked them all.
Yeah, I understand.
I understand how rock bands can break up. I have no problem with that. They work together all the time. They're on the road all the time. Yeah. I mean, it ain't like when you work with somebody like me and Todd work together, and we work with you guys, but the fact is we don't spend every waking minute together.
No, there's no tour
like
buses.
Rock stars do, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And they get on each other's nerves and blah, blah, blah.
Right, because of the private planes and the tour buses, and that's why Tyler and I avoid those.
Right.
I That's why we've agreed. On all the contracts
that's what makes
ever signed.
Yeah, that's what makes the people.
There will be no private planes.
Nope.
There will be no tour buses. None of that.
That's in our contract.
I know. They keep trying to throw them at us, and we say no.
But think how much easier your life would have been, Todd, if you'd had that private plane when the bridge was out.
Yeah.
You could have just flown right over.
Yeah, or helicoptered it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it would
wake up the whole neighborhood to come to work.
About a 45-minute drive to the airport.
And then kidding me?
I would have had to land.
Your private plane, buddy. I ain't waking up at 4:30.
45-minute pre-flight check.
All right, we're drifting.
Yeah, I would have needed a private helicopter, and then I could have just rappelled down. Yeah, your plane idea was stupid.
Yeah, totally.
I don't think you want to be rappelling on that leg.
No. What happened? Move on.
What happened?
2-year anniversary, right? Today, you hit a pole.
Yes, today is 2 years.
Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Is it a little pang in your leg?
Say congratulations on the 2-year anniversary, or what
are
you supposed to say?
No.
We commemorate.
Yeah. But you're going skiing again if there's snow.
We have a little ceremony. Yeah, there might be some snow later in the week.
Do we have a little drink, a little toast?
You pour a little out for your.
We got rum chata
shots. Yeah, we got some rum chata here. Yeah.
LD brought rum chata creamer.
Yes.
Rum chata creamer for your coffee for that morning alcoholic, which is basically
what. How
can
that be legal?
He's grabbing it.
As he takes his headphones off to go get some.
Petey picked his
headphones. He's shaking it up. Yeah, he's shaking it.
Petey took his headphones off. Well, that's just straight creamer, though, too, with alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Try that.
Yeah, it's very little alcohol.
He got up. Petey got up, took his headphones off, walked over. Over and got it. Right. Oh, you put in your coffee good, yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with the practice. Of- I can't think of another example where I've celebrated a buddy's traumatic injury.
You never have?
The anniversary of a traumatic injury.
Well, perhaps celebrate is the wrong term. Tyler's got commemorate.
Commemorate.
Yeah.
That might be better.
You brought up yesterday. Today was the day. I wouldn't have remembered exactly what day it was.
Oh, I kind of remember.
Petey's like, hell yeah.
Honor about this date. About 11:30 Mountain Time.
Hey, what happened?
That's what you were saying right there.
Yeah. How was it, Petey?
Oh, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was what I expected.
You want you want some, smell you, it. You want to add some rum to that? We actually have rum.
No.
All right.
Got any Jameson?
Where'd you buy that at, LD? Because obviously it's got alcohol in it, so it's not in the coffee
local,
creamer section.
Local grocery store.
Okay. But in the alcohol section?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a little alcohol section, you know, away from their store. It was
because those are dangerous. Because I have a Keurig, and they look like those things at the house. And I'm like, I can't imagine, you know, kids making cocoa and stuff. And riders hammered. That rum chata is good.
Like,
holy
like
crap!
I'm gonna kick your ass, Tyler. You drunk.
He calls me Tyler too. It's funny. Yeah. I'm gonna kick your ass, Tyler. You're right. And he comes in and beats. I'm bleeding from the
coming
ears.
Through the window.
What
ah!
happened? Nom? Nope. Rum chata.
Nom?
Nom. Nom. Whatever.
Former middle school teacher in Texas, 31-year-old.
Like?
Oh, she looks nice.
Yeah.
31-year-old Nicole Marie Fairs Andrews. Had to be arrested following an alleged sexual relationship with a minor she reportedly met volunteering at church.
Oh, of course she did.
It is her husband's dad's church.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, Jesus has nothing to do with this.
God, and then why'd you yell that?
It's her father-in-law's church.
It's her father-in-law's church.
Goodness. And she's bringing over some students to give him a tour of the church?
No.
Bible study?
This was a kid that she met at church.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
Were they playing
She's
Adam and Eve?
She's a 31-year-old volunteer youth administrator.
Okay, yeah.
She was eating a snake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play Adam and Eve and I'll eat the snake. I'm supposed to eat the apple and I'll eat
Not
the snake.
Not a whole lot of information here. However, she did meet him at church. The
and
husband.
She's hot?
Yeah, she is, but so's the husband.
Well, but is he as young as the kid at church?
No, I guess he's not.
Or maybe he's a straight-laced husband, and she's bored with that.
You know, he's CrossFit. Yeah, he's a CrossFit preacher's kid.
Oh, jeez. Okay, well. All right.
hate those guys.
Yeah, yeah, nothing about that sounds cool.
Yeah, well, you're a preacher's kid.
I am. Hate those guys.
Yeah, but you're not CrossFit.
Especially the CrossFit.
You're not into CrossFit.
No. No, but she's a nice looking woman.
I read some.
Post it up, puss.
I'm doing it right now.
Little correspondence trying to equate these to, he's got these girls sexually harassing these kids.
Well, the thing is, they pay consequences.
Yes.
Most of them lose their job.
Yep.
Go to jail.
They go to jail.
Yep.
This wasn't even her student, and she's a former teacher now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Goes to jail, some of these people, right?
Yeah.
They do pay consequences. And unlike a lot of other people.
Yeah, and it's dealt with pretty swiftly.
Yeah, yeah. But not when it comes to the whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
The President of the United States.
Online dating site and app Zoosk, Z-O-O-S-K, decided to look at the biggest dating trends of 2017. They looked at their dating site and apps and over 40 million members and came up with some stats for us to share. They say that the nice guys are doing well. Men who have words like thoughtful, listener,
beach,
polite, giving,
long walks on the beach,
community,
dogs, I love dogs,
right. Oh. Give back or friendly in their profile, get up to 66 more messages than the average profile.
Until they meet him, then he's bored.
Yeah. Right. That's not the point.
You're too nice.
No, yeah. Not the point.
Okay. Not the point.
Be nice.
You got to get them in the store first.
Yes, you do.
That's true.
How you doing?
You're right.
How you
then
doing?
You can work on keeping
but
them
now
there.
Now every profile is going to have those keywords.
Right.
Just, you know.
Well, a lot of them, you know.
What were the words?
Thoughtful, listener, polite, giving, community,
peggable.
Give back, or friendly.
Right.
Peggable was also in there, too.
And peggable. You get 66% more messages than the average profile. People who use filters like non-smoking and college-educated send out more messages and get about 11% fewer replies than people who don't use any of those filters.
Well, if you put, hey, girl, just put that.
That's not necessarily a filter.
Okay. You mean you only have to date girls who are college educated? And then you're lowering the bar there a little bit. I mean, there's a lot of women
out there.
That
means if they don't have a college education, that's a deal breaker. It means if they smoke, that's a deal breaker.
And I think they're also saying that some college educated people, they're not going to necessarily go with that filter either. They're not going to buy that either.
No, I met a lot of dumb people who went to college. Look around.
And I think the point of putting those filters on is to get fewer messages. So I think that shows it's working.
Maybe. Do you think that blonde hot chick on the Match.com commercial is available?
No.
No way.
I don't care because she annoys me.
She's crazy.
But she's freaking
she
hot.
She is crazy.
She is crazy.
Yeah,
But she is freaking. First of all, she's a flight attendant. And I read an article about flight attendants. It's one of the highest divorce rates in the country because they're hot. A lot of them, somehow donkeys aren't. They get on the plane and they travel and I'll see you later.
Yeah, they're
I'm not bagging
four.
A guy in Atlanta at all.
Flight attendants are number four on the list. We have that list coming up later.
But
the chick is.
I know she is crazy. She is annoying, but she's hot. And she's going, match me. I'm thinking, no.
No.
No, because every schlub is on Match.com.
Yes.
Is trying to get a hold of her, and they're
exactly.
saying, no. She's probably engaged.
Find me.
You can find me. I'm already married to a CrossFit guy. We are engaged, and he likes me, and I'm just.
Look at this
shut
guy.
Up.
He's got
and the other And the guy's a douchebag, too. Now, granted, they're actors. I understand. They got to be actors. Maybe they're not.
Even if she,
they're wannabe actors. Isn't he riding his skateboard on the boardwalk?
I don't remember that
dude.
One.
There's a guy mixed in too now with that Match.com
commercial.
I didn't
see that.
Yeah,
one. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I haven't seen this one. So
you haven't seen this girl?
No. The girl?
Yeah. I've
oh
seen
my God!
Oh,
runs
yeah,
all
she's
the time.
Just cute as hell.
Blonde
right?
with like a little hat on.
Yeah.
And
yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, she wears a little hat, and then they show her.
Yeah, she's got a hat on.
She's got a hat on. Yeah. Match me.
Right. She doesn't ask the guy what a computer is, does she?
No. That's that little girl that you hate.
I'm not nearly as offended by that as you.
No, I am. I hate
annoying
that. She's like a 14-year-old girl.
I know.
I hate
she's
her.
A smug little.
Why is she on Match.com?
No, she's not.
She's not.
That one's not. We're confusing commercials here.
Right. We're just talking about chicks on commercials that annoy me.
But I bet this chick in the Match.com commercial would let you wear your Raiders jersey to Christmas dinner.
I like that commercial.
Yeah, that's good.
But that chick's not as hot. The blonde is completely hot.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off, that commercial, because it gives guys false hope that are on Match.com.
Yep.
Oh, there's a hot blonde flight attendant on every click.
Yeah.
Just waiting for me when I get off from work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. my 80-hour-a-week job.
I'm just completely uninterested in that woman.
Well, because she talks.
No, that's not right.
No, because she opens her mouth, Craig.
No, because I'm thoughtful. I'm a listener. I'm polite. I'm giving.
And you're all about the community.
I am all about the community.
How about if you agreed?
And I'm exceedingly friendly.
Yeah. I got some college.
What if you agreed that you would only talk to each other when you needed airline tickets?
Well, then I wouldn't have to spend a whole lot of time with her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That would be perfect.
Yeah, that I could live with.
We should find out who that girl is.
No.
She, if the commercial says, I'm on Match.com, now granted, her profile's got to be up there. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean she's available, but they had to put it up there just for pub purposes, you know? I really want to know. Is she a flight attendant on Delta? Because if I can actually get out tomorrow, I'll be on a flight, on a Delta flight. Right. I'll say, hey, you're the girl from Match.com. The guys say you're crazy.
Yeah. I don't care.
Give me a Bloody Mary. Yeah. Shut up.
Whatever airline, if it's free. Or $20.
She gets to fly for free. I don't think you do, unless you marry her. Then you might get some friends and family thing. But you're already married, Todd.
So. Oh, you can get the, but I think it's a friend's thing. You can get a friend's discount.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and Christy wouldn't mind if I befriended a flight attendant.
A blonde, hot flight attendant?
As long as we all benefit.
She wouldn't mind at all.
Right.
There's your girlfriend on TV again, bitch.
You know, she gets her free flights to Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I understand what you're trying to say, Craig. She's annoying. First of all, she's too hot not to have a dude. Somebody's on that.
Yeah.
She looks like the girl that just broke up with a guy who's a CrossFit dude. That's what she looks like.
Yeah. Or she probably looks like that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Every 6 months.
There's a new CrossFit dude that dumped her. Or she dumped them. Because he doesn't make enough money, but he's ripped.
Right. That's why she never takes down her Match.com profile.
She's always available.
Leave it up there. Leave it dormant for a little while.
Yeah.
Because she knows eventually she's going to get back up
find
there.
Find me. Yeah. See, there's some creep in a one-room apartment going, I'll find you.
Ooh,
I'll find you.
I'll get you, girl.
Right. Sorry, I'm going to creep out on her.
I broke up
with me. Commercials always bug
me
in a weird way.
It does, yeah. Right. Broke up with me in the middle of a plyometric jump boxing set.
You just read that,
told
didn't you?
Told me to leave
the
gym.
You just read. You're on a CrossFit site, aren't you, right now?
No, I'm not.
I'll see you at the box. We'll lift.
More from the Zeus dating trends of 2017.
So put thoughtful and put lovable.
Thoughtful listener, polite, giving, community, give back, friendly.
In some college.
Quit using the non-smoking and college-educated filters. And in 2017, people were 9% more likely to like, message, or have a conversation with someone 10 years older or younger than them than they were in 2016.
Now, people of all ages are getting together. Now, is she who Brad Pitt's hanging out with?
I did not.
No.
Hanging out with Jennifer Lawrence.
Wow.
What?
He's 54. She's 27, 28, something like that.
You got to feel bad for him.
Yeah, he's really slumming it.
He is.
What are they going to talk
now,
about?
Now, I'd read before. I'd read. Her last boyfriend wasn't anybody famous. He might be a director or something like that, but he was in his 50s also, so she likes older men.
I think it was a director.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But good for her. But he didn't look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
but he was in mid-50s.
Someone in the business.
But Brad Pitt, when you become single, you can just call Jennifer Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Say, hey, I'm Brad Pitt. Okay, I'll meet you. And I go, I'm looking at the magazine cover last night. My wife and I were out at Walgreens. And I said, yeah, Brad. I said, Brad and I are about the same age. Good for Brad. You know, he's a couple years, whatever. And she goes, I go, he can have anybody he wants. And she goes, well, so can she. I said, well, you got me there. You're right. Because, you know, if Jennifer Lawrence called Brad Pitt, he might go, okay.
Yeah.
How old are you again? Okay.
Yep.
That'll piss off Angelina.
Right.
Look, it's my weekend with the kids. Can we do this next weekend? We're like 14 kids right now. I have no idea what's going on.
It's my weekend with the kids. I gotta meet Angelina at McDonald's to drop them off.
Yeah. It takes two vans.
You want to come with me? You want to come with me?
Yeah, that's what she
thinks. They live a whole
Yeah. She wants to inherit 10 kids.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to inherit anything. Because when you have that kind of money, obviously you are still a parent or a stepmom. She wants to bang Brad Pitt, and I think he wants to bang her, and they're having fun, don't you think?
I hope so.
Yeah.
For everybody's sake.
Have you seen...
I hope so.
Have you seen... Have you seen Passengers yet?
I still haven't.
Okay,
no.
Well, watch it.
Yeah,
you'll like it.
I want to.
But there's a bedroom scene in that with him and her and Chris Pratt, and it's pretty cool. She's gorgeous.
We're going to look more into this study that Zeusk did here in a few minutes.
Oh, let's do
but
that.
Before
yeah.
that, let's do that. Assault charges being filed in Arizona.
I'm Brad Pitt. Find me.
Yeah,
he's on Match.com.
Right.
Assault charges being filed in Arizona against a gentleman who allegedly punched a bus.
Oh, that's what you do, Craig.
Well, that's drunk
police
right
say
there.
That Josh...
Dilly dilly.
Police say that Joshua Adams started pounding on a public bus in Mesa and then tried
I'm walking
to...
here.
Then tried to steal a different vehicle. He's accused of jumping into a truck that was behind the bus and beating on the back window with a shovel.
Man. And that's a step up from even punching the police horse.
Meth's a scary drug.
The really vehicle is. Owners drove to the city court, and the cops got him out of the back of the truck, and everybody's fine.
Get out of here, trap.
They just drove over to court. Hey, this guy, can you do something about this guy in the back
He's
here?
Punching stuff.
He's
outside punching stuff.
He's punching the bus.
Yeah. Last
he
night.
Punched the bus, last ended night. Up getting off the bus and going into getting in the back of the pickup truck behind the bus.
Oh, and he found
and
the shovel there.
Found the shovel in the back. Yeah, started pounding on the window, apparently. The truck then just drove over to court. There's some cops. Hey, get this guy, would you?
All right, well, he's a very resourceful dude.
I guess.
He can grab that shovel.
And find him on Match.com.
Yeah.
You stand with a shovel, find me.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.